Hey everyone, Rich coming to you here on Midas Touch Network at leavingmaga.org. As the old maxim goes, we've got MAGA deja vu all over again. In all the times I've recounted my story, I always say that one of the reasons that I left MAGA over 2 years ago was because of the acceptance of avoidable death, suffering, and trauma, and just the blatant disregard of human life. And in watching the president's press conference on the plane crash in DC, it was deja vu all over again. And it reminded me of all of those insufferable COVID pressers when Trump was mismanaging the pandemic. And there's also this obsession that the president has with former President Obama, which is a topic for another episode, but I just happened to observe that when I was watching the presser. You know, there are lots of people who keep asking me, Rich, when is it going to be enough for MAGA voters? And look, I understand your exasperation, but I want to implore you, be patient. There are many MAGA voters who are going to become disillusioned when they realize that Trump is going to fix little of anything for them. And there's going to be one unnecessary death too many. There's going to be one lie too many. And I know that asking for patience belies our sense of urgency. But as I used to say all the time in sales, and I'm going to repeat here, we cannot push a rope. And to give you my insider take on all this, you have to realize that there's no ideology within MAGA. And the closest to an ideology is a conviction that liberalism poses constant existential threats to our lives, our livelihoods, our families, our nation, and our values. And I allowed myself to succumb rapidly to this belief. And granted, I, as well as those with whom I congregated, we didn't think of our opposition this way. We didn't think about liberalism. It's not something I really talked about. It's not what other fellow MAGA compatriots talked about around me, because we opposed anti-Trump Republicans and conservatives with the same zeal and vigor as we did and opposed Democrats, liberals, and progressives. But this hostility toward liberalism as something that features only evils for ourselves and our country, that was and remains the foundation of the MAGA community and the movement. And it's really important that we highlight this next point, which is that Trump is just following what his surrogates tell him to say. He never had any interest in actual governing. And I thought that he did back in 2015 and 16. I thought he was the right guy for the job because I thought he wanted the job for the right reasons, but I was wrong about that. So he's not, his presidency is going to be defined by the people around him and his influences, whether it's MAGA pundits or influencers, or whether it's the Heritage Foundations of America. And the panic about diversity within MAGA is what makes it easy for Trump to blame DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and to blame former presidents Obama and Trump, and to question the competence and intelligence of minorities, most especially Black Americans. And he's doing that because those with whom he surrounded himself are telling him to do that and to say that. And that if solely white people worked in the FAA, no such accident like occurred this week, that tragedy, would have ever happened. So take a listen to this clip. This is from the press conference, and I'm going to make a comment about it in a moment.
Their office, they put a big push to put diversity into the FAA's program. Then another article, the Federal Aviation Administration, this was before I got to office, recently, second term. The FAA is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website. Can you imagine? These are people that are, I mean, actually, their lives are shortened because of the stress that they have. Brilliant people have to be in those positions, and their lives are actually shortened, very substantially shortened, because of the stress, where you have many, many planes coming into one target
You know what? I want to say this, and there of you, some of you out there might disagree with this point, and that's completely fair, and I respect that. And I could be wrong, but in listening to that clip and in listening to most of the press conference, I don't think the president actually believed what he was saying. Yes, he's being told to say it. So in that way, he's just following orders. The president is very much a lackey for those who with whom he's put into his administration to serve as advisor. So I don't actually think he believes what he's saying. And I'm not an expert in trying to psychologically diagnose people. I don't agree with doing that. I'm not a body language expert, but man, I'm sitting there thinking, does he really actually believe this? And I'm inclined to say that I don't think he does, but the kind of statements that it's because of DEI that there are dozens and dozens of people who so sadly died. Keeping Americans and saying that in these perpetual states of desperation and panic and despair and hopelessness because of a smaller and increasingly smaller white American population is more important than the truth. Okay, it's key to emphasize this. Keeping MAGA in these states of panic is more important than the truth. And persuading aggrieved MAGA Americans into believing that they are the victims of myriad conspiracies against them, that complements the politicization of those deaths, trauma, and suffering. And you can compare and contrast the way that our current president talked about this incident with former President Obama. Here's his tweet that he put out. Okay, you can find it at his social media. This is what former President Obama was saying, because that's what a person who tries to humanize a situation does. And that's something that I liberatingly but painfully came to realize about MAGA, which was that it's a prerequisite to dehumanize others, that there is this acceptance of death, there is this disregard of human life. And at our site at leavingmaga.org, we have an open letter entitled Dear MAGA Americans. And on that letter, here's what we write. I'll put it on the screen here for you. It says, Dear MAGA Americans, I want to say you do not deserve to have your anxieties about change exploited. You deserve to know the truth. And with Leaving MAGA, you don't have to feel you would be alone if you leave the movement. And I said in my last video here at the Midas Touch Network that even though I understand the temptation to say I told you so when disillusioned and disenchanted MAGA Americans start, it starts to dawn on them that they're not getting what they bought and there's going to be that buyer's remorse, I would ask and implore you to please refrain from saying I told you so, because just like I write in this letter at our site, the Dear MAGA Americans appeal, we want those in MAGA who start to have doubts, we want to give them an exit ramp and an off ramp. MAGA is nearly wholly based in feelings. So the F your feelings is just a marketing slogan. Hey guys, if you like this video, make sure you subscribe and drop a comment down below. Also, visit us at leavingmaga.org. You can find our YouTube channel there, which is growing. Be sure to subscribe there as well. We appreciate that. As always, thanks so much for watching. Appreciate all of your support out there.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.